Hello, I'm Tony DiLorenzo.
And I'm Elisa DiLorenzo.
Welcome to Module Zero, Laying the Foundation. This video is on the forms of intimacy. And when I say intimacy, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? I'm assuming, and Elisa is as well, that you're thinking of sex. Because typically, when someone says intimacy, and we've worked with thousands of couples around the world over these years, that sex is what everybody thinks about. And yet, there are actually many different forms of intimacy that impact you, your spouse, and your marriage. These are your emotional intimacy, your financial intimacy, your recreational intimacy, your spiritual intimacy, and your physical and sexual intimacy.
Now, in the PDF that's attached to this video, you're going to see what looks like a wheel with you in the middle and all five of these intimacies all around. And it's really important that you take the time to do this exercise this week, because we're also going to be looking at it again in week 8 and to see how your marriage has grown and transformed. And so what we want you to do is to give yourself a score on 1 to 10. Fill this in starting at you, which would be like a 0, all the way out to the edge of the circle, which would be a 10. Because what happens is you start to see how your wheel is rolling in each one of these areas. And if you've got some areas that are focusing at a 10 or working at a 10 and some that are working at a 1, you've got kind of a bouncy, choppy wheel that isn't rolling very well. But some of you might be saying, well, that's great, Tony and Elisa, but I don't know what these intimacies are because I haven't really heard this type of stuff before. So we wanted to take just a few more minutes here on this video to explain what the different intimacies are so that you've got a much greater understanding. The first one let's take is financial intimacy. Now, I will tell you, when we first got married, there was no financial intimacy. We did not discuss money. The bills would come in. They would miraculously get paid. We had no cash flow plan. This is all about being able to talk about your money and about your finances. This is where you're going to stop being, and we're going to get much more into financial intimacy in a later module, but this is asking questions about where the money is going. What do you want to spend money on? You know, what does our cash flow plan look like? Do we even have a cash flow plan? You know, those types of things all play into financial intimacy.
And that includes, you know, from different, you know, credit cards, if you have credit cards going on, auto loans, if you have a business, are you sharing those, that information? Is that, you know, that's something you need to discuss with each other, because every marriage is different.
Right.
Everybody's a little different here. So just realize that bringing that in can add a ton of security. But if you don't know what you're talking about or what you should be or shouldn't be talking about with each other, then you're sort of at a loss.
Exactly. The next one is spiritual intimacy. You know, for a lot of couples, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that's sort of out there. We don't even talk about it. But, you know, think about it. Do you share your faith? Do you pray together? Do you attend services together? Do you talk about issues concerning faith? You know, these are all things that play into that spiritual intimacy, because a lot of times when we're struggling with things ourselves, being able to turn to our faith, being able to turn to prayer, or even asking our spouses, hey, will you pray with me or for me, brings a whole new level of not just vulnerability, but intimacy to the marriage as well. So the one that most people are familiar with, physical intimacy. Now, Tony said it's not just sex. Right. And it's not, you know, you and I both have these tremendously wonderful bodies that are made up of skin that are all about touch, right? From an early age, we need touch. But how much are you touching your spouse? And I'm not just talking about sex. Tony just put his hand on my leg. You can't see that in the video. But, you know, are you hugging your spouse? Are you kissing? Is it the really good, deep, lingering kiss? Or is it like the peck on the cheek, you know, the 0.5 seconds as you're running out the door?
Holding hands?
Holding hands, hugging, cuddling, spooning, all of those different forms of touch. And do you even know how your spouse likes to be touched? You know, some of you have never had that conversation, and you've been like, you know, putting your hand on the shoulder all these years, and they're like, I would really just love it if you would just hold my hand, right? So it's knowing all of those different aspects of touch and how your spouse likes to be touched. Recreational intimacy. This is one that a lot of people have never heard of, but it goes into all of the areas on how you spend your time.
Right.
And what do the two of you do together? How do you spend time individually and together as a couple? Is it, you know, do you even know what your spouse likes to do? Right? Have you ever done something that they like to do, even though it wasn't like high on your list? Have you chosen to maybe get outside your comfort zone and just enter into their world?
And some of these may be like for us, walk and talks. Mm-hmm. It's a time for us just to go out and walking. And actually, after we do these videos here right now, we're going to go for a walk. I asked for Elisa. I was like, let's go for a walk. That's our recreational time together. Mm-hmm. You know, is it some sort of events that you guys like to go to? We enjoy going to musicals together. Whatever it may be for you guys, you may even have to start digging deep and looking into this. Like, what are those couple of things, those few things that you guys really enjoy doing together? And we're gonna push you guys to look at this area because it's really important and a lot of people forget about it.
And I wanna say one thing as you're scoring yourself on this. If you're finding that you're low in one area, that's okay.
Right.
That's part of the reason why you're in Rescue My Marriage today is to take those low numbers and make them tens, right? And we're gonna be equipping you each and every week with different strategies on how to do that, different techniques. Like on recreational intimacy, we've got a great exercise to help the two of you discover new things to do together. So we're gonna be looking forward to sharing that with you in that module. And the last area of intimacy that we wanna talk about is your emotional intimacy. And this one digs deep into how the two of you connect. How do you talk to one another? Do you talk to one another? You know, are you able to share your feelings? Are you able to take off your masks and be vulnerable? There's so much that goes on in the words and the body language that the two of you convey that really drives a lot of these other intimacies. Yes, he's still squeezing my leg, being physical and emotional, the way he's looking at me at the same time too. So score yourself. Don't beat yourself up.
Be honest, though.
Mm-hmm.
Be truthful with yourself because this is about you. This is about you being able to go, look where I started and look where I've gone. You know,
and the journey.
The journey. I mean, think about somebody who takes on a marathon. You know, maybe that first day out, they only make it a mile, but 12 weeks later, 16 weeks later, whatever their program is four that allows them to get to that marathon. They start from 1 mile to going a full-on marathon however many weeks later. So this is the same thing. We want you to be able to see yourself where you are now and know that these are some areas that as we're going through Rescue My Marriage today, you can just pick at them and go, look at this is where I really need to hone in. And I really need to just pay some specific attention in this area. So I can take that from a 0 or a 1 or a 2 or a 3 to a 10.
Absolutely. So take the time this week to really think about where you are, to look at these questions and reflect on those different forms of intimacy, and to just give yourself grace and understanding to know that wherever you're starting today is not where you're going to end up.
Yep.
This is going to be an amazing program of transformation, of growth, and it's going to be an amazing adventure to see each and every one of you go from where you are today. And you're going to have this, so don't get rid of the sheet. Hold on to it till the very end because we want to see that transformation that grows. So we'll see you on the next video.